I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com.
Go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code Pastor Greg. That's Pastor Greg, or call 800-662-9236.
To receive these exclusive MyPillow offers, thank you and God bless.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.pastorgregyoung.org to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. And I thank you so much for being here with us. We have a great segment for you. I'm very pleased to welcome to the program. He is the former chairman of the Republican Party of Arizona. He is also president of ILX Inc., which is a publicly traded management company headquartered in Phoenix, in the area of resorts. And there's great resorts, by the way. If you've never been to Phoenix and checked out some of the great properties there, man, I really encourage you to do that. And great golfing, incredible golfing there in Phoenix. A little warm certain times, but some fantastic golfing as well. He's also the founder and president of Wage Watch Inc. And if you are a business out there and you're looking for a firm that is surveying the top 1,000 companies, you can subscribe to their business and keep track of wages in your industry. Very important to stay on top of those kinds of things. You want to be competitive and hire the best employees. So I want to welcome Randy Pullen to the program. How was that for a couple of infomercials, Randy?
Well, thank you. That was a fabulous introduction. Obviously, you did some research.
Just a little bit, you know, just a little bit. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Randy, it's such a pleasure to have you back. And I appreciate you coming on to talk to us about what's happening in the Arizona election audit. Gosh, you know, if you say that, right, election audit, it's like I hear beep. There went one feed. Beep. Oh, there went another feed. We've been canceled. Right?
Yeah, you're off of Facebook now.
Yeah, that's
not
it.
To mention Twitter.
Yeah. Well, Twitter banned me for life in December. I don't know. Something about Eric, what's his name? Stalwell, something. Stalwell. Yeah. I refer to him as the Chinese spy whore, but they didn't like that. Yeah. So I'm off. Yeah.
Well, that's what happened with all of the Twitter sites with regard to election audits around the country. They all got taken down by Twitter.
Yeah. Well, and if you're not for the injections, if you're actually telling people the truth about what's going on with, when you actually read all the way down about the test results, as I've had doctors on my program that have, looked at and read all of their documentation, the stuff that they're putting in people is the same stuff they use to kill lab animals. That's a fact. It's in their literature. But if you talk about that, Dr. Judy Mikovits was on with me quite a bit. Yeah. I got to get her back on. But the YouTube banned me for life as well as a result of putting Dr. Judy on. So we're going to talk about
Pastor,
the things
I had
talked
an experience.
About. Go ahead.
My wife, she had COVID. She recovered, took about 4 days, and she got over it. And then so she had to go in and get the vaccination. So she got the first Pfizer vaccination. And she reacted. It was just as bad as the COVID she had before. Mm. It took her like 3 or 4 days to recover from that. Mm. And checked with the medical, and they said, do not get the second shot.
Wow.
It would be worse than the first shot.
Wow. Well, I had it in December. And I have up on my site, what I was prescribed. I didn't just get COVID. I got COVID with, it turned into double pneumonia, and I was coughing up blood. I had it for over 3 weeks, and I used quercetin with bromelain, 1600 milligrams, vitamin C between 6 and 10,000 milligrams, vitamin D3, 10,000 milligrams IU, and 100 milligrams of zinc, and then essential minerals that I get from Michael's Health, and you can use the code Pastor Greg for a discount there, and then in addition to that, a multivitamin as well, and Michael's has a great one for men and one for women that I would encourage you to pick up. But at any rate, that and azithromycin, dexamethasone, albuterol, and Symbicort, and that's what got me through. And I stayed home, did not go to the hospital. As a matter of fact, my doctor even told me about a month or
Yeah,
he said, look, if you'd gone to the hospital, it would have killed you. They would have killed you.
That's where people die.
Yeah. So let's talk about things that are dying, like the integrity of elections. Where are we at with regards to this audit? And what can you tell us about, what we might expect?
Right. Well, first of all, just so you know, as of Friday, the actual physical location for the audit where it was going on ended, and everything was shipped back to the county. So the ballots were sent back. It had been totally reviewed, as well as the tabulators were sent back. Now, the tabulator is a little bit different thing. The tabulator is where the ballots initially go in. That's for their image, and that ultimately is where all the data goes, and then it flows into the big servers where the election results are, which is called the CVR, and that's the main servers that are there. So that all went back. Unfortunately, we had asked for, it subpoenaed again Dominion to get the passwords and the tokens for those 385 tabulators. And again, they refused to do that. So it's going to be several months probably in court before that gets resolved. And so we sent the tabulators back along with the ballots with a letter basically telling the county to secure them because they were still under legal investigation. So that's how that was left. So at this point, what we're doing, Pastor Greg, is really dealing with all the data that's been collected, analyzing the data, and the report writing actually started a little over a week ago now. So things are coming together. The plan is to have it finished probably in 2 or 3 weeks at the most. Now, there is something that could cause that to change, which is we also subpoenaed the county for additional things that we requested, like the envelopes, so you could look at the signatures to see if they really matched up to their registration signatures. Also, we asked for access to the routers so we could see the logs to see if there was access to the servers during the election cycle by anybody for that matter, but probably would be Dominion because they're the only one that have passwords. And so we're looking for those things, and there's other logs that we're also looking for. So that's all been subpoenaed again, and we'll find out today what the county is going to do, whether they're going to comply with the subpoena or they're going to refuse. And then, again, that would have to go to court.
Now, what does that do relative to potentially inhibiting, you know, what can you learn from what's been done versus what you'll learn from looking at the Dominion machines themselves?
Yeah.
And,
right.
And what kind of are you hearing, have they, because I had understood from the current chair lady, Kelly.
Kelly Ward?
Yes, from Kelly Ward, that there were some discrepancies between relative to the stacks of ballots, the numbers written on top versus the actual numbers that were found in the stacks. Am I on track there?
They're called batches. So
okay.
Essentially, batches are about 200 ballots. And the reason they're in groups of 200 is because when you're going through a tabulator or any kind of machine that counts ballots, 200 is about the right most efficient number to put through in terms of accuracy and speed in putting them through. And so that's what they do there. And there were plenty of discrepancies where there weren't 200, there was 199, or there was 165, or there was 100 in the batch when it's supposed to be 200 in the batch. Also, you'd look in one box, and it would say this batch is this box. You wouldn't find it in that box. You'd be looking through another box that had batches, and you would find that batch that was missing from the other batch. Well, we called those orphan batches, and we found them, okay, because they were lost, okay?
Okay.
And so there was lots and lots of that stuff there. It just kind of shows you, I would call it sloppiness at best, that they don't really care about accuracy in terms of how they load things in there. But again, that just shows you the way that their operation is with regard to storing the ballots. But the thing to remember, Pastor Greg, is once that ballot runs through that tabulator, the ballots don't matter anymore. It's now all become electronic at that point.
Okay.
So that's what you're really looking at as electronics. And that is where we are having trouble getting the stuff we need from them. Okay, you need the access to the routers to see if during the election there was actual access to the machines. So that would cause concerns as to why they were being accessed. You need access to the software. They're not giving us the software in the tabulators. If you want to get to the configuration of the tabulator, you have to have a special access to it. And the only people that have that are Dominion's people. The county doesn't have it. So that tells you right there. The county did not have control over their own machines. Dominion had control over those machines, or otherwise they could have provided us the passwords. Okay, so it's things like that they won't give us. They were supposed to give us the images of the envelopes. And what's important about that is when they make an image of an envelope, they just basically take an image of the signature. And so you know also who that came from, obviously. And so what you're supposed to do is you're supposed to compare that signature to their voter registration signature and make sure that they match up. Well, we know from lots of sources that they weren't even doing that. Literally, they weren't checking anything. They were just allowing the envelopes to go through and be processed. They pull the ballots out. And once you pull the ballot out of the envelope, you can never connect the ballot to the envelope again. But you can look at the envelopes. And what we know is that there are envelopes that went through the system that didn't even have a signature. And those are the kinds of things we're trying to get that they don't want to give us because they know that that's where we're going to probably see issues.
Well, how can they, are there not parameters by which they're supposed to address these things? For example, if something doesn't have a signature, my understanding is that it's supposed to be set aside because it's not verified and some verification needs to happen or that particular vote can't be counted. Am I
right
yeah, in understanding that?
You're right, but here's the it's the process. Now, when they mail the ballots in early and they get one that doesn't have a signature on it, you know, they know by looking at the envelope who it is. They contact that person and tell them they don't have a signature on the ballot, and that can be remedied. But when they receive them the day before the election, which, again, that's not something that was allowed in the past. It was a certain day it had to be delivered by.
Okay.
There were so many of them that were coming in.
Right.
They didn't have the people or the time to check them all. And so the one thing you learn about elections very quickly is what's most important to them is at 7 p.m. on election night, they can stand up and say, everything's done, and here you go. Here are the numbers. So accuracy gets replaced by speed. And it shouldn't be. I mean, it should still be accuracy, but it becomes speed of getting everything through the system so that they can say at 7 o'clock, here are the results. And that's the problem, is that's what they're dealing with.
So essentially what we're talking about is in some cases the issue is not necessarily that the individuals doing the counting or the inputting were doing something they shouldn't have been doing, but somebody that was sending these documents to them. Now, we've also heard stories, though, of individuals that were doing inputting that ask questions because they were concerned about what was going on, and they were excused, told,
correct, that's
go
what
home.
Happened. They were told to leave.
Yeah.
Observers that were seeing these types of things happening, and I know some of them, they were told to leave. They were told to go back behind the line, which was so far back you couldn't see what they were doing.
And that was not, folks, not just watchers, but actual election workers. There were election workers who were saying,
correct,
wait a minute, something, this doesn't follow the guidelines. They would take it to their boss, and their boss would excuse them, or if their boss didn't, their boss's boss would excuse them and just send them away. They didn't necessarily fill that slot with somebody else. They just sent the person who was asking the questions away. Goodbye. Go home. We're done with you. All right.
Yeah, that's part of the problem. That's one of the things that needs to be resolved.
All right. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio here. I'm your host, Pastor Greg, with Randy Pullen right after this.
Hi, this is Michael, creator of Michael's MNP supplements. Let's talk energy. Do you wake up tired even after a full night's sleep? Does keeping up with your family and or your job leave you exhausted by noon? Do you find yourself turning way too early in the day and too often to caffeine-loaded drinks just to get you through it all? Why not turn to Michael's MNP's energy factors instead? Our energy factors are safe, healthy, and a natural way to keep your body energized and without that caffeine crash that you get from those laden drinks. Visit us today at michaelshealth.com.
This is Pastor Greg, and I use energy factors. They're great. Order yours today at michaelshealth.com. That's michaelshealth.com, and use Pastor Greg for your special discount. That's Pastor Greg, and get your special discount today. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
He's giving a stronghold to no one. Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
Back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at PastorGregYoung.org.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice on where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here. Randy Pullen is my guest. A couple of something else to add. Mr. Pullen was an audit partner for Deloitte & Touche, and has done forensic election audits. So he has a historical knowledge of what is necessary. What we have learned so far, real quickly, is that there were ballots that were presented that were unsigned. There was no verification that the ballot came from the individual whose name was on the ballot. When those that were inputting would call into question these kinds of errors and discrepancies, the supervisors would remove them. They would be sent home. If a poll watcher questioned those kinds of ballots that were not following the rules and following the law that was supposed to be in place, again, they would be sent to a place so that they could no longer see well enough to observe what was taking place. Those are problems. Those are issues. But the biggest issue, Randy, that you were explaining to me in the green room is what's not been given. Talk to us briefly about that because we're almost out of time.
Yes. Well, first of all, I, as an audit partner, I did financials. I didn't do elections.
Okay.
But auditing is the same process. Mm-hmm. You know, so again, because we weren't given the information, the passwords and the tokens you need to get into the tabulators, we weren't given the router information. It means that we can't really see on the electronic side of this where the election really takes place what happened. Okay, and that's the problem. So it's going to be very difficult without that information to ever reach the final conclusion as to whether this was a fair election.
And folks, that becomes the issue, and that becomes the problem here. And you're going to have two arguments. I want you to prepare you. You're going to hear two things. You're going to hear what Randy and I have shared, what Randy has shared with us about these discrepancy issues that existed. And you're going to hear on the other side, well, yeah, okay, so things were a little sloppy, but you didn't find anything. Everything's fine. Move on. You have to decide. We have to decide. We need an election we can trust. Back with more right after this. You're listening to Chosen Generation Radio.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.